Edwin Jackson and the Nationals try to salvage a doubleheader split against the Rockies on Sunday in D.C., and Jackson, the veteran righty, comes out on fire.
Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out, pushed his stuff back till after the trade deadline.
Swing and a miss at the fastball, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a high fastball at 94. So Jackson opens the inning with his sixth strikeout.
Now Gray delivers. Lynn swings, hits it high in the air to left center field. This one's way back. It's going. It's going. And it is gone. Goodbye. An opposite field blast for Adam Lind into the Rockies' bullpen in left center field. Bang. Zoom goes Lind with a two-run homer, his ninth of the year. RBIs 36 and 37. What a productive player he has been for the Nationals, whether he comes off the bench or whether he starts. And the Nationals have the lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Nationals 2 and the Rockies 1. Tommy Hunter gets a hold. Alex Colome comes on for a save, his 30th. And the pitch swung on, hit in the air to deep left center field again. This one's way back. Going, going, and gone. Goodbye! Brian Goodwin with a long home run again into the visitor's bullpen in left center field. And the Nationals have broken out the lumber here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Bang, zoom goes Goodwin on the 3-2 pitch. It's now the Nationals 3 and the Rockies 1.
You've got the right-handed pinch hitter on deck in Story, and you don't have a matchup to go to, although right away, as I say that, Ryan Mattson's going to begin to get loose, but could he get ready if Story has to come up? Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball left center field. Giving chase to Stevenson. We're not going to have to worry about it as Andrew is there and he makes the catch. Jackson smacks the glove with his pitching hand as he pitches 7 outstanding innings.
Jackson allows just one run on 4 hits with 2 walks. The Nats beat the Rockies 3-1. Sean Doolittle records the save. The Nats do split the double dip, but the Rockies take 2 of 3 in the series. And Colorado also makes a trade on Sunday, picking up Jonathan Lucroy from the Rangers in exchange for a player to be named later. The Nationals avoid the sweep to the Rockies. They are 62 and 41 for the season. Here's the manager, Dusty Baker.
It meant a lot. I mean, not only we won the game today, but it put my bullpen back into relative shape tomorrow and ensuing days. So, that was big. So now, you know, we can pitch and play, you know, 3 days, you know, to the next off day on Thursday. So that was big for us. Jackson was sharp, very sharp, kept the ball down, had a good slider working today, and he threw some changeups that Mike's been working with him with. So, and that would, you know, get him off his fastball and the slider. So it was a real good game for him. Well, yeah, I mean, Adams, he's always a danger up there. And, you know, we know it. We know it and they know it. So it's, that was a big home run. First for Tony, though, to break up the, I think he had a no-hitter in a perfect game for the same thing happened on Friday. So, you know, that was big to put him in a stretch. But I was telling Michael Taylor that, invariably, whenever a pitcher runs, you know, when he scored that run, that it seems to take something out of him for an instant, and I was glad I was right one time.
Kendrick batting second in the second game and sixth in the first game. Was that more righty-lefty, or is it trying to figure out the guy after you just acquired him?
No, I mean, I think Howie's a perfect second hitter. I mean, he can get the ball that way. It's just that, you know, I came up with a different, you know, lineup because I didn't want the bottom of the lineup to be, you know, heavy with, you know, with guys that weren't as productive. That's why I had Howie down there in the first game. And in the second game, you know, because I didn't have Murphy in the first game. So I'd have some production down there. I didn't have, Harp in the second game. And so I think the second slot is perfect, but I also wanted to turn the lineup over, with 7 and 8, in which they came through, you know, Defoe and Goodwin. And plus they had played in the first game. You know, Goody had done a lot of running in center field. And so I kind of wanted to give them a break on their legs, you know, going into the second game.
You now have Fetty and Jackson on the same day, which is tough. How do you kind of see their roles in the immediate future now?
Well, you know, we're going to try to split them, you know, like we had it, you know, working earlier. You know, we split guys that had a reputation of going deep in the game, followed by a guy that might not go as deep, so you don't have to put as much pressure on your bullpen in consecutive days. So, you know, we'll figure out how to, you know, how to do that on the road. Well, I mean, yeah, you're right. I mean, I don't know if he realized he had it. You know, but I mean, he's been working on his swing, really working on hitting against left-handers, and you know, he's a strong young man, and you know, and he learns quickly, and he's full of questions. You know, when you tell him something, that he has the ability to apply it in a relatively short period of time, and so he's been a real savior for us in center field, and he'll be back to lead off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Expect
Betty
to stay with you guys for a little bit now?
Well, we don't know exactly. You know, we haven't decided because we don't really know, you know, if we want to bring Strauss back, you know, into action right away. And so it might help. You know, he said he's feeling, you know, pretty good, and we want him to feel great. And so right now we don't know.
Thanks, Justin. Just one more. At the end of the first game, Bryce looked like he winced a little bit in right, and then when he wasn't in the lineup, I wondered if he was okay.
No, he's fine. Yeah, we discussed it like last night. If he's going to play the first game or the second game, and I wanted to get him kind of a blow. You know, he wanted to play the first game. So that's all.
Adam Lind continues his strong season and part-time duty for Washington. He goes 1-for-3 in the nightcap on Sunday with a 2-run home run. He's batting .320 for the year.
We probably just got him out of the windup. Maybe, you know, he's cruising pretty good, so hopefully just by Tony getting on base, it made him a little uncomfortable and leave some pitches over the plate.
Adam, Ray, I've seen a lot of really good players come off the bench and then start to play, and they get hot, then they cool off, and my man, I'm going to just start calling you Magic because you are swinging the bat exceptionally well, seemingly hitting the ball hard all the time. Even the great at-bats fouling the ball back in the first ball game. You just look, last night's ball game, you just look so comfortable up there. And are you always sitting on that fastball? Because you don't look like you ever get fooled by anything up there.
I mean, Rick does a great job with everybody, getting us ready to go. He's as energetic as it gets. But, you know, from all my old – first of all, you probably haven't seen my career how streaky I can get. Fortunately, I don't play enough here to have shown some of those streaks. But, yeah, I'm usually on the fastball. Just depends. If you can recognize the off-speed pitches – you know, that makes life a little bit easier, but when they have one of those really good sliders or good changeups, you know, then you got to pick hard or soft.
The Nationals hit the road. They'll face the Marlins on Monday in Miami. Gio Gonzalez will start the opener.